Okie dokie. Yeah, it feels okay out there. I won't worry about jacket. So we're waiting for Matt, are we even waking Matt up?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, pardon me. I don't know. I struggle with them Zion people, or the concept of it. Because I feel like I always end up running into, just like kind of you start feeling taken advantage of. And so you just kind of avoid a lot of people.
What's Rand Paul got to say?
Yeah.
I can find some kind of petition for that.
Probably want some money.
National Pro-Life Alliance. Yeah, he's wanting petitions signed. And I don't know how many of these reverse Roe versus Wade things I've signed and already sent in over the years.
To all these different guys?
Yeah.
Yeah. And when you go.
And
I think it's hilarious because it's like, But this isn't a decision that the legislative branch makes. It said you guys have already decided that it's fine.
So I'm not even going to do it.
And you go...
Only the Supreme Court can overturn the decision.
Yeah.
Not that I'm not pro-life.
Yeah, but letting people do abortions doesn't take away from people's ability to choose not to do an abortion. My little libertarian side pops up and says, what have they done to you to stop you? And you're going, I don't tell people to do abortions. I don't tell people to do
abortions. My problem isn't with abortions, it's with Planned Parenthood pushing abortion as the end-all be-all of if you're scared of being pregnant.
Yes, my preference would be that federal money didn't go to those kinds of places. Says they tend to get plenty of money from people who want a lot of abortions. You know, there's powerful people who totally support that. And you go, good, you can pay for Planned Parenthood. And if people get so poor and so decrepit and you know, and just say, I'm going to go to Planned Parenthood because I just don't want to deal with it. And you go, uh-huh.
Not quite.
Not quite there, huh?
Not quite.
But I love you.
I love you too.
I love you even though. I don't know how the Lord feels about it. You know? I'm sure he says, well, the function of government is to make sure that people are being decent. I says, so you need to make sure that's not going on. And you go... Well, my proclivities are, and I think this is also godly, is that you let other people do what they want because someday you kind of want people to let you do what you want. Not that it's ever worked that way. You know, you don't go, well, if the Mormons keep their mouths shut about abortion, maybe they won't get so weird about plural marriage, and you go, oh, no, you don't understand how it works. I said, no. Latter-day Saints are an evil scourge that must be destroyed. You don't understand. There is no pluralism when it comes to that. You know, it's just like, you know, you can go and you can be with a very reasonable person that's a Baptist, and all of a sudden if the fact that you're a Latter-day Saint pops up, their eyes go red, and you go, it doesn't matter.
Yep.
Every reasonable conversation you had at that point is rendered in
that. Yeah, and just go. So he says, yeah, I'll bring it up. But yeah, I totally anticipate that people tell me to get lost and stuff like that.
Okay, so I guess I'll put this over here to get lost.
I don't know if that was even in there. I do not know. Where's that Matt? Are you sure he's awake?
Yeah, but...
Is he feeling bad?
I woke him up after I brushed my teeth, so instead of before, so...
I'm sorry. I could go and check on him, I guess.
Because if they ever do plural marriage, it'll be for some other religion. In fact, they'll... specifically state, anyone can have a plural marriage
except
Mormons.
Dang Mormons, that's right. There you go, yeah.
I have packages.
Yes, ma'am.
You have some packages.
So yeah, it really does kind of... There are several principles of Christ-like living that are... that... don't...
are antithetical to the modern era.
Well, I don't know. And that when you try to approach them and apply them, there's they can steer you in different directions, and it's very confusing. And you don't know where to put it. And it's like, well, I guess it means that there are several ways of looking at it. And that even within the Zion people, you know, and people say, oh, we'll all think alike, and we'll all act alike, and it'll all be glorious. And you go, no, I would imagine it's going to be somewhat pluralistic like it is now, and we're just supposed to be nice to each other.
We're just going to be more understanding.
We can, yeah.
There's
yeah, I think that's what it is.
Green pumpkin out there.
Wow.
That I discovered.
Wow. See, I told you there's hiding stuff. So there's more than 12 now, huh?
No, because one of them died.
Okay.
And the other one that started...
We will never reach 12 because Lisa does not want us to reach 12.
No, I'm just saying it died. And the other one that's just starting looks like it's starting a lot, too.
Yes, ma'am. I love you, though. I'm sorry. I don't mean to upset you. I love you. I knew there was some more of those things hiding underneath it that couldn't be seen, that's all.
Well, I heard jack-o'-lanterns for Halloween.
Yeah.
I think that they haven't canceled Halloween.
Oh, I'm sure they will.
Even though in places like here you can social distance pretty good.
Doesn't matter. There's enough people around to make it so that you just go, well. Although I haven't seen any of that around here. So the only thing I've seen is it going the other way. You go, good. I like these people. So yeah, I do. When people say, oh, we'll all love each other and we'll all go visit each other. And you're going, you know, and they say, that's going to be Zion. It's going to be great. And you go,
I don't like visitors.
Yeah.
He's saying Jesus is going to mind rape me into wanting people around? That don't sound like Jesus.
I don't know. It's like the whole thing about, you know, if people say, well, you're autistic and that's going to be taken care of. And you go, well, what does that mean?
What if I don't want it to be taken care of?
Well, I don't know if we should be like that, but, you know. It does beg the whole thing of, you know, it's just like, Mom married me, and, you know, she got a pretty rough deal out of that. I don't know what she hopes for the future. I don't know. I'm trying to be kind of easy going about the whole thing. Christ turns me into some kind of, I don't know what, extroverted something or other.
Come on, yeah. Matt! Good boy.
If it's all just a bunch of, oh, he's going to fix you up, and then you go, well, then why? What was the point of all this? You know? It says if you're going to essentially be a different person up there, then why did you have to go through any of this? If you were different down here and had all these struggles, and all of a sudden the struggles go away, and you go, well, then what? Yeah. It
okay,
says, I can see it to
here.
A point. Yeah, let's go. But I think I kind of worked through that with the whole Zenus thing, saying, you know, there's different sorts of people, and you can't attribute everything to autism. I said, autism is a bit of a disability that affects certain sorts of people. So where is this big one you saw? Oh, it don't look so good.
No.
Oh, it's just got a leaf over it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, maybe it'll orange up.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. Have we found some good recipes for pumpkin yet?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
See the other side of this. Yeah. So I don't know.
Yeah.
And oh look! I never saw that one.
I think things are still cooking.
And
we aren't dead yet.
That one's probably going to rot because it's yellow.
Yeah, it's already going weird.
Yeah.
I figure these are probably pretty ready if you wanted to try some recipes. These are probably good ones to eat.
The first one.
Recipes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah, I think it's gonna be. It says, you know, right. I think it's pretty much done. I don't know if it's going to do anything else.
Oh.
This
is gonna stick up.
It doesn't even get sun anymore for the tomatoes over it. So, yeah. It does, you know. It's just, as usual, I think people's conception of how things are going to be probably isn't the way it's going to be. It's tricky to, you know. And I don't know how useful it is to really talk about it. I don't think so. No, I don't think so. I think there'll be plenty of children born in the millennium, so I don't think there's a problem there. In fact, if there's going to be any, okay, we got to get everybody through this particular part of life. We'll face that particular issue. Then, I don't think it's a feature of today. I think it'll mostly be we're doing a bad job keeping up with the quota type thing. So, yeah.
I feel like I put in much.
Yes, ma'am. I don't think the Lord's going to have anything nasty to say about you.
He had 12 kids, but he had 4 women.
Yeah, he had 4 wives, yeah. When the Duggars come, it's like, well, I won't give them a hard time. Should have worn my jacket. It's so up and down. I can't tell. I figure I'll warm up here. I'll be okay. Anyway. Whew. Trip to Albuquerque anyway. Oh, for your shoes. sign of everything else, we're just going to have to make a trip. We're trying to make sure the place is even beginning to be open. I feel like if a place is closed, it's going to be places like that. You can get them off the internet, and you go. But... shoes are funny animals. They're like cars. They're good for a year, and then they throw them out, and they do something new, and it's like, I'm confused.
Well, I usually buy shoes, which is getting out of country, every 2 years.
Yeah.
And these have been going on 2.5 years.
Uh-huh. I still think something's died in our kitchen, and it's taken a long time to rot. I sure smelled it bad this morning. Maybe it's just me. Something died in my sinuses. I'm putting it off on that. I don't know. I don't know where to even start looking for stuff like that. Zion people are... I don't know what that's going to look like. Fiber stuff up a little higher. I'm gonna get hit by something. Oh well. Is that hazy? Okay.
Starting all over again.
Oh, they're still having fires, man. I don't know if that's a global thing or if that's just in some places. It's hard to say. And people say, hey, just like in the times of the Book of Mormon, they go, just a coincidence, it's just this, it's just that, there's no signs here. And you go, okay. And it's true, and they say, oh my gosh, this came out of nowhere. We weren't expecting this. You know, and it's like, just because the signs are of a somewhat natural nature doesn't mean that they're not signs. They don't have to be inexplicable. Says all you climate change guys are going insane because you say the world's going downhill that way, and you go, as far as I'm aware of, that's a sign. But you're not doing anything about it. And you go, not particularly, no. Says, yeah, says I, you know. What you guys all propose, I think, will do nothing. But everybody's going to be suffering, you know? People will pine for the times before when they had more freedom and they could just do whatever they want. Yourself as your own God. And you go, that's your biggest problem. Have you figured out yet that you guys are pretty powerless gods? Even when you force everybody to do what you want, you still can't do one of the smallest things God can do? Those are all stories. It's like, Yep. Faithless and prideful. That's you guys. You know, all God's ever told me is, well, just put up with it. If your leader tells you that you've got to do this, then you better just do it. Because, yeah, it says God isn't going to... I think for God, saving the masses is an event. It is not a little thing that he does here and there. He does that for individuals. But I don't think he does that for groups. When he does do it for groups, he usually does it in vengeance or something like that, you know? But, now I'm down here cleaning up. Now's not the time to start begging for mercy. Says you had mercy all along. And you chose to just kind of ignore it. So when I come to do the cleaning, then everybody starts screaming. stumble on this guy's website. He's a programmer. And he decided to share his personal philosophy too. And he kind of put people on three levels, mostly three levels of, I don't know if it's wokeness or on the third level is a whole bunch of rules, and you have to do that, and there's a God that will punish you, and stuff like that. On the second one, it's like, you know, there's a lot of created all this, and then just kind of went away. Yeah. And then the highest one, right, the one where people are actually fully realized, and they're the smartest and the wisest and the kindest, says there is no right and wrong, there's only, you know, I'm not sure exactly how he said it, anyway, yeah, and that there is no God, it's just us, and you go, yep, I think that puts it in a nutshell for those people. They really do. They think if you believe in God, and you think that there's things to have to be repented of, and you have to keep rules, and you have to, you know, and there's some higher authority that you're going to answer to. They really think that you are at the very bottom of everything, and that those are the most ignorant and dumb people, but that you're kind of grateful that at least they've got there's bad things that such people won't do, you know, even though it's for all the wrong reasons. Like, yeah, I said, I think that's the Dimension B folk. They really do. It's like Nancy Pelosi going and getting her hair done. And she goes, I make rules and I throw down dictums for... Well, no, it isn't just other people. They have a rating system for those bottom dwellers, the deplorables, right? And yeah, only her caste, only her class, those things don't apply to them because they're on a higher sphere, a higher level. And you go, well, you know, I can't doubt that that's true under these circumstances. Do they get away with that stuff? Yes. Is Nancy Pelosi probably going to go back into the... Is she still going to be the Speaker of the House after the thing? Probably. Because her constituents will vote her in. She will continue to get the kind of contracts they all want to have. She'll share it with her powerful friends. They will make sure that the votes come in for her. And she just sits there and goes, well, of course, I'm the natural leader. And yeah, do I get to drive around in a nice vehicle driven by somebody else? I haven't driven a car in decades. And you go, yeah, because that's the kind of person she is. And you go, no, I can do whatever I want. And I go, all I can say is, she's correct. She can do whatever she likes. without having to obey the rules of others. Come on, this is true. This is now ultimately. It says, is that going to work for her in the precincts of the heavens? And you go, probably not. It says, and she'll be very upset. Because she figures that's what she's due. That's the kind of person she is. And God says, well, you didn't follow the rules. And you go, I knew I didn't have to follow the rules. And you go, that's because you didn't think I existed. You paid me some lip service if it bought you enough votes. And you go, you thought I was a tool. And you thought you could manipulate me. You thought God was just another thing to get you what you wanted. And you go, but yeah, you didn't believe that you were accountable to me. You weren't accountable to anybody. You worked very hard to rise up in your party leadership. Once you reach the top of it, you didn't have to answer to anybody anymore. It says that was your goal. That was your thing. You go, but yeah. Now you got a whole other thing to worry about. It says you don't look very good on this one. And you've trained yourself not to be very humble, not to feel any need to repent. And you go, and is that going to change? And it's like, well, maybe we'll see. I don't know. I don't know how God handles that. Nor is it important to me. I'm not one of her sorts of people. Got my own problems to deal with. Pride? Oh, sure. I've got pride issues. Golly. I'm going to work on those. The wrong way to go in, unless I guess they're parking in here. Okay, that makes sense. Anyway, yeah. Oh, I guess they don't go to the other one. I don't know. It's confusing. I don't get it. I'm just this guy. calves are kind of tight. Oy. Perhaps you're right. no, it still starts. All they ever ran was a special address. And all the rest of the parents bring the kids to school. Well, it's also for daylight. We're losing it. I'll get it back for a few more weeks. Yeah.